相的勉励。
We know that First Timothy, letter, is written by Paul. It's a pastoral letter teaching Timothy how to take care of the church.
我们知道提摩太前书这一封信是保罗写给提摩太的，教导提摩太怎么牧养教会的信。
I heard that members said sometimes they don't see pastor here often.
我有听到有些信徒说他们在这边经常不会看到传道。
But if pastor's not here, the board members and we are here.
但是如果传道不在，至少职务会跟信徒都还在。
We need to know how to take care of the church.
那我们必须知道要怎么去照顾教会。
We talk about Friday, the kingdom of heaven is actually the church.
我们在星期五的聚会在讲到天上的国度，有讲到说天国其实就是教会。
And sometimes there is greed, sometimes there is pride.And other things happen in the church.
那有时候在教会里面也是会有自私，有时候也会有贪图。
And so, we need to know how to take care of the kingdom of heaven, the church of God.
所以我们必须知道要怎么照顾天国，就是教会。
Let's turn to First Timothy chapter 1.
我们请翻到提摩太前书第一章。
First Timothy chapter 1.
提摩太前书第一章。
Verse 1.
第一节
We'll read from verse 1 all the way to verse 19.
我们从
20, verse 20.
第一节一直念到第二十节。
Please read. Verse 1.
提摩太前书第一章第一节，奉我们救主神和我们盼望基督耶稣之命，做基督耶稣使徒的保罗。二
Verse 2.
写信给那因信主做我真儿子的提摩太，愿恩惠怜悯平安从父神和我们主耶稣基督归于你。第三节。
Verse 3.
我往马其顿去的时候曾劝你仍住在以弗所好嘱咐那几个人不可以传异教。第四节。
Verse 4.
也不可以听从荒谬 无凭的话语和无穷的家谱。这等事只生辩论。并不发明神在信上所立的章程。第五节，从命令的总归就是爱，这爱就是从清洁的心和无愧的良心、无畏的信心生出来的。第六节
Verse 6.
有人偏离这些，反去讲虚浮的话。第七节
Verse 7.
想要做教法师，却不明白自己所讲说的、所论定的。第八节
Verse 8.
我们知道律法人是好的，只要人用得合宜久。
Verse 9.
因为律法不是为义人设立的，乃是为不法和不服的，不敬诚和犯罪的，不圣洁和恋世俗的，是父母和杀人的。第十节
Verse 10.
行淫和青男色的，抢人口和说谎话的，并起假誓的，或是为别样敌正道的事设立的。第十一节
Verse 11.
这是照着可称颂之神交托我荣耀福音说的。第十二节
Verse 12.
我感谢那给我力量的我们主耶稣基督耶稣，因为他以我有忠心派我服侍他。十三
Verse 13.
我从前是亵渎神的，逼迫人的，毁慢人的，然而我还蒙了怜悯，因为我是不信不明白的时候做的。
Verse 14.
14. 并且我主的恩是格外丰盛，使我在基督耶稣里有信心和爱心。 15.
Verse 15.
基督耶稣降世为要拯救罪人，这话是可信的。
Verse 16.
是十分可佩服的，在罪人中我是个罪魁。16. 然而我蒙了怜悯，是因为耶稣基督要在我这罪魁身上显明他一切忍耐，给后来信他得永生的人做榜样。17.
Verse 17.
但愿尊贵荣耀归于那不能朽坏不能看见永世的君王独一的神，直到永永远远。阿们。18节。
Verse 18.
我儿提摩太啊，我照从前指着你的日言将这命令交托你，叫你因此可以打那美好的仗。19.
Verse 19.
长存信心和无愧的良心， 有人究其良心，就在真道上如同船破坏了一般。第二十节。
Verse 20.
其中有十米乃和亚历山大，我已经把他们交给撒旦，使他们受责罚，就不再放毒了。
From this letter, Paul is not in Ephesus, and he told Timothy to stay in Ephesus for only one reason.
在这封信上，我们看到保罗本身不在以弗所，但是他叫提摩太留在以弗所，就为了做一件事情。
The same thing for us today. Sometimes the workers, pastors, not here, but we need to know how to. What to do in the church.
那对我们来说也是同样的事情。有时候，传道不在这里，但是我们必须知道怎么去做。
And it says here that remain in Ephesus that you may charge. The first thing is some that they teach no other doctrine. Second, nor give heed to fables. Third, endless genealogies.
那在第三四节，我们这里看到说，保罗劝提摩太留在以弗所。他可以叫人不要传异端，不可听从盲妙无凭的话语，还有无穷的家谱。
In NKJV, some version says, "I command, I charge you."
那有些英文版本是把这个翻成说，保罗跟提摩太说，我命令你。
And so this command consists of three parts.
所以我们看到这个命令其实有三个成分。
What we just mentioned.
这三个部分就是我们刚才提到的。
These three things will cause divisions and chaos in the church.
这三样东西在教会里面会制造纷争。
First is
也混乱。
If somebody preach other different doctrine compared to ten basic belief or the essential book of doctrine, they will cause chaos.
第一点就是如果有人传跟我们的基本教义这个十大基本信仰不同的这些教义。
Second is when people talk about fables, like things are today represent gossip, slanders, heresies.
那第二就是如果有人在讲这些谣言或是这些八卦的事情啊。
And the third thing is endless genealogy.
那第三这里所讲的无穷的家谱。
Endless genealogy represent people talk about their background, what they did, and their accomplishments.
那无穷的家谱是指说有人如果一直讲说自己家庭背景或是在世上的成就。
And these three things will cause chaos and disputes in the church.
那这三样东西在教会里面都会制造纷争跟混乱。
Paul clearly told Timothy how to deal with it.
所以保罗就很清楚告诉提摩太要怎么去面对
这些。If anybody preach different doctrine, you tell them don't talk about it.
如果有人在传异教异端的话，你就要跟他说不准传。
Because teaching different doctrine, people get confused and people start arguing.
因为如果你在传不同的教义，很多人就会开始觉得很迷途，然后开始吵架。
Just like in Acts chapter 15, when some people preaching different doctrine in the church of Antioch.
就好像在《使徒行传》第十五章，在安提亚有人开始传不同的教义的时候。
And Paul and Barnabas argue with them, sharply.
那保罗跟巴拿巴就在那边跟他们争论。
And then the church say, "Don't argue. We send a representative to go to."Jerusalem, and have them to decide.
但是那时候教会就说我们不要再吵，我们就派代表去耶路撒冷去那里面讨论。
And the people simply just wait for the result and no discussion about that.
所以在那个时候大家就停止讨论，就等耶路撒冷他们会议决定的。
Second, not to give heed to fables.
第二，这里不可听从荒谬无凭的话语。
So, some people will talk and then.Cause the trouble is some people listen.
有些人喜欢说话，但是问题是不只是有些人喜欢说话，也有喜欢听话的人。
So if some people preaching heresy, and the best way is also tell people don't give heed to it.
所以有些人如果在传异端的话，最好解决方法就是告诉信徒不要听。
Also, if people talk about slanders, gossiping.
所以如果有些人在讲这个毁谤人的话，或是八卦的话
，don't pay attention to it.
我们也不要。对这些东西注意，不要去听这些东西。
Because when you pay attention to it, you start to involved and you either stand this side or stand on that side.
因为如果我们开始注意去听这些东西的话，我们就开始选择我们要站在哪一边。
Same thing with the politics. We see a lot of news on the paper, but just don't take sides.
那这跟政治一样，有时候我们在报纸里面就会看到，就会讲不同政治，哪一派做哪些事情，那很自然的我们就会想要支持哪一边。
And the third thing is, you know, some people would talk about how good they are, what kind of accomplishment they did.
那第三点就是有时候人都会讲说自己多伟大，自己成就多好。
You cannot control their mouth.
虽然有人在说这些东西的时候，我们不能控制他们的嘴巴。
But Bible teaches, don't give heed, don't pay attention to them.
但是圣经教导我们，我们就不要去理他们，
because when we
不要去听他们。
Give heed, we feel hurt. So who are you? Okay, let me tell you who I am.
因为如果我们去听这些人的话，我们就可能会自己觉得伤害，就以为说这些人怎么这么厉害，我怎么这么差。
And so this is the way to calm the storm, calm the disputes in the church.
那这就是让教会里面这些争论平静下来的方法。
Verse 5,
第五节。
When we read Bible, it's important that we read according to context.
我们在读圣经的时候，要完全的去读。按照这个上下文来读。
Now the purpose of the commandment is love, from a pure heart, from a good conscience, and from sincere faith.
这里讲说命令的总归就是爱，这爱是从清洁的心、无愧的良心、无畏的信心生出来的。
Whenever we read the commandment, we always think about Ten Commandments.
那有时候我们看到命令，我们就会以为是在讲十诫。
But if you look at English, the commandment is singular.
但是如果我们看英文版本，这里讲的命令就只有一个。
Sometimes we read Bible, just you know, read one word and we start to imagine a lot of things.
有时候我们读圣经，我们看到一个字，我们就自己开始乱想其他东西。
The commandment here singular is not talk about Ten Commandments.
但是这里讲的命令是单独一个命令，不再讲十诫。
And there's only one commandment here.
那这里就只有一个命令。
Verse 3, Paul told Timothy to stay in Ephesus and do three things.
就是第三节这里保罗吩咐提摩太留在以弗所做的这三件事情。
And Paul is saying to Timothy, now the command I told you, right? The purpose of my telling you this is because it's from love.
那保罗就是跟提摩太解释说，我所命令你要做这些事情的原因是因为就是爱。
And this love is from a pure heart. What does it mean a pure heart?
那这个爱是一个从清洁的心出来，那清洁的心是什么意思呢？
Pure heart means good motive.
清洁的心就是说动机是好的。
Second,
第二，
love is from a good conscience.
这个爱是从无愧的良心出来的。
It means that the conscience is sharp, it's clear. It can sense it. You know, when we tell lie and the conscience tells us you're saying something wrong.
就是说这个良心是很敏锐、很清楚的。如果有人说错的，我们马上可以看出来是错的。
And this, love, right, is from sincere faith.
那这个爱也是从无畏的良心出来的。
Sincere faith is what we believe in.
信心是我们相信东西的时候有的。
It's based on the word of God.
是在神的话语上。
So Paul is saying this love is based on the Bible, the criteria, the teaching of the Bible.
所以保罗是说这个爱是凭圣经的根据来爱的。
So what is Paul saying to Timothy?
所以保罗对提摩太是在说什么？
Paul is saying to Timothy that I told you to do these things, and also Timothy also need to tell people to do these things. It's because it's love.
保罗在对提摩太说，我吩咐你要做这些东西是因为爱，所以我不只是这样命令你，你也要去命令其他人。那原因就是因为爱。
And today I have responsibility to tell brothers, sisters, right? What Bible say?
所以今天我有责任要告诉弟兄姐妹，圣经是说什么。
And that motive, should come from love.
那我告诉大家的这个动机应该是从爱出来。
And it should come from good conscience. It's not to cover up certain things.
那也应该是要出于无愧的良心，不是因为我想要遮掩什么才说这些。
You see.I do not know if you have experience when you tell other people not to teach certain doctrines or not to listen to certain things.
因为我不晓得各位有没有这个经验，如果有时候我们要告诉其他人不准传哪一种教义，或是不准讲哪一种教训。
If I tell you certain person say not to speak certain doctrine, you know what? Usually they don't not go and say, oh yes, yes, you are totally correct, I was wrong.
如果通常我跟一个人讲说你不要传这种教义， 他经常不会马上就回答说好，我答应你，我不会再传这些教义。
Usually they think you are wrong, you are superficial, you are jealous of me because I receive revelation and you don't.
通常如果我们跟有人讲的话，对方应该会回我们说我们是很肤浅的，我们嫉妒他，因为他有这些教训我们没有。
And let's say if we tell some people, say don't listen to those doctrines or gossip or things. Some people might think, oh, you know what? You're just afraid that people talk about you.
那如果我们跟信徒吩咐说你不要听一个人讲的东西或者讲他的八卦，那可能对方就会以为说我们只是这样子说，因为我们怕其他人讲我们的坏话。
Or some people might think that, oh, you know what? You try to prevent people from hearing the truth, from the Bible or from what people said.
有些人会甚至以为说你是想要阻拦大家听到的这个真道或是真理。
And so that's why Paul said to Timothy that we are doing these things because what? It's from a pure heart, a good motive.
所以保罗才要跟提摩太讲说，我们做这些东西的原因是因为我们是从清洁的心、无愧的良心，是好的动机。
This love is from pure motive. It's not like I'm trying to slander others or you know, or hiding something. It's good motive. It's love.
这个爱是从一个纯洁的动机出来的，不是因为我是想要隐藏什么，或是想要亵渎谁。
And it's not like in my heart, you know, the conscience rebuking me. If we are try to cover up something, okay, or speak evil about others, tell people not to listen, or tell people not to speak, you know, that conscience will rebuke us, and people will know.
那也不是说我们的良心在责备我们，因为如果我们做出这些东西的原因是因为我们想要隐藏什么，我们的良心是会责备我们的。
And it has to based on Bible.
那我们做这些东西一定要以圣经为根据。
Some people may have good motives, some people may have good conscience.
有些人可能有好的动机，也可能有好的良心。
But they don't realize that they are talking something not according to Bible, not according to their faith.Sincere faith.
但是他们没有发现说他们所说的话其实没有圣经的根据，不是按照他们这里讲无谓的信心出来的。
So let's look at verse 6.
所以我们看第六节。
It says, from which some have been strayed, having have turned aside to idle talk.
第六节这里讲说有人偏离这些，反去讲虚浮的话。
So some people turn aside from sincere faith, from the Bible, and they talk about a lot of rubbish.
所以有些人就偏离了这个无谓的信心，然后反而去讲这些没有道理的东西。
And some people, you know, turn away from good motives because their heart is not good, and so they start to speak a lot of gossip or certain things.
那有些人也偏离了这个好的动机，就开始说一些别人的坏话，或是讲一些八卦。
And sometimes when they stray from good conscience, you know, they say something wrong, they even lie, they don't even know.
有时候他们也偏离无愧的良心，有时候甚至他们撒谎自己也不觉得是错。
Verse 7,
第七节
it tells us why these people keep talking.
第七节就解释说为什么这些人一直想要继续说话。
Because they have pride.
因为他们很骄傲。
He says, desiring to be teachers of the law.
这里说他们想要做教法师。
You know, sometimes we can sense that, you know, in this world and in the church, there are people want to teach others.
我们有时候在这世界上可以感觉出来说有一种人是很喜欢教导其他人的。
And sometimes in our family, some people like to teach others.
有时候甚至在我们自己的家庭里面也有一些人是比较喜欢教导其他人的。
Bible do not allow wives to teach the husband.
但是在圣经里面他是说妻子不应该来教训丈夫。
And we need to be careful. And verse 7 is saying to us, these people, they had characteristics, they want to be teachers, they want to teach others.
那第七节这里讲说，这些人的性格是说他们很想要当老师，很想要去教其他人。
And the thing is, they don't know what they're talking about.
但是问题是他们自己也不明白自己所说的。
Verse 8,
第八节
but we know that the law is good if one uses it lawfully.
这里讲说我们知道律法人是好的，只要有人用得合宜。
How do we know if the law is used lawfully?
我们怎么知道律法是用得合宜呢？
But Lord Jesus Christ said, the two greatest commandments is built upon this foundation, loving God with all heart, mind, soul, and strength, and also love your neighbor as yourself.
那主耶稣说，全部的诫命，都是挂在这两个最重要的，就是爱神，尽心尽力尽心爱神，还有爱人如己。
And some people they use the law against others to find fault with others.
但是有些人用律法是用来找出其他人的一些缺陷。
For example, would you like people to use the law? Like say, oh, you do this wrong, you do that wrong, and nitpicking.
比如说，如果你会想要有人把律法拿出来来看，说我们有哪些缺点
啊？ And so that to put us down, and so he can get promoted.
所以可以把我们看扁，然后把他自己提高
啊。There are people like that in this company, in the company or in the world.
那在不管在公司还是在世界里面，我们都可以看到很多这种人。
And that is using the law wrongly.
那这种例子就是用律法用错。
To me, I would like to mention one thing. Sometimes when I'm driving, right, and there's always police, right, hiding there, right, and beaming, and then try to check if you're speeding, right, and if you get speeding, it's called speed trap. And then the new people usually speed certain places, and they like to write ticket to people.
那我就想到一个例子，就有时候我们看到在道路上，警察有时候都会喜欢把自己躲在路边，然后。设一个这个超速的陷阱，然后因为他们知道在哪些地方有些人比较喜欢超速，然后就这样抓到其他人。
My understanding is the law is supposed to be used, right? People should follow, but the thing is not supposed to, like try to catch you, purposely try to catch you. I don't think that's right.
但是我对法律的了解是，法律应该是教导我们要怎么去遵守，但是在这里感觉好像他们故意是用法律来抓人。
The law had to have the spirit of loving your neighbor as yourself.
但是这里我们看到，这里讲的律法是必须要有爱人如己的这个原则。
Because we're not supposed to use what the teacher says. If we don't like people to use certain law to pick on us and put us down, or so they get promoted, we shouldn't do that to others.
因为如果我们不喜欢有人用律法把我们看扁，然后把自己提高，那我们也不应该用律法来这样对待其他人。
And Jezebel as a good example, he used the law, he even twisted, he find two false witnesses and a false accused and put to death Nabal.
那我们看到耶洗别就是很好的例子，因为他就虽然想用律法，但是他用律法是故意来找两个假的见证人来把对方处死。
And so,we need to be careful, you know, when we do administration or we in charge or we teaching. What we teach, how we serve, doing administration can have effect on people.
所以我们在做行政的这些事情，或是在教导的时候，我们必须非常的小心，因为我们不管怎么去做的话，可能都会影响到信徒。
And Paul said that this law, right, are basically for the lawless people.
那在这里保罗就讲到说，律法其实是为那些不义的人所设立的。
For those people who commit sins.
那些会去犯罪的。
And then he talked about himself.
所以他就开始讲自己。
That God actually chose him, for certain purpose.
就讲到说，神是为了行出他的旨意才挑选他。
Now let's jump to verse 18.
那我们来跳到第十八节。
This charge I commit to you, son Timothy.So what's this charge?
这里保罗又说，我将这个命令交托给你。那这里讲的这个命令是什么呢？
We have to read the context.
我们要再看上下文。
This charge refers to verse 3 and 4.
这个命令又是在指第三跟四节。
Okay. So verse 18 to 20 is actually the conclusion.
那第十八到二十节其实是这一段的结论。
So Paul went back to verse 3 and 4, said, "This charge I commit to you." So,Today, we also have this charge, not just pastor, but also board members and brothers and sisters.
所以我们看到第十八节这里，保罗说将这命令交托给你，那就是在讲第三跟四节的命令。那今天这不只是给传道，但是是给我们所有的信徒。
And so, according to the prophecy previously made concerning you.
因为这里保罗对提摩太说，是我照从前指着你的预言。
And sometimes when we read prophecy, we have this habit. Prophecy is always like something about futures.
有时候我们在看到圣经里面讲预言的时候，我们都会以为说预言总只是在讲未来的事情。
And we always think that, oh, this is something that Paul spoke to Timothy in the past concerning the future.
那我们就会以为说，这里保罗可能在讲说，他以前对提摩太讲一些关于未来的事情。
And I don't know.
但是我不晓得。
I mean, it's not reported in the Bible because something Paul said in the past. How would I know?
因为如果保罗过去有说过这些预言的话，那圣经都没有记载，所以我们不晓得。
No, but we had to read the context. Verse 18 said this charge. We know that this charge is refers to verse 3 and 4.
但是如果我们看上下文，我们知道第十八节这里讲的命令是三跟四节的命令。
And then according to the prophecy, actually the prophecy can be translated as teachings.
那这里如果保罗在讲说我照从前指着你的预言，预言也可以被翻为教训。
Because what prophets speak, is called prophecy, but not everything that he said is concerning future. What prophets speak is also teachings.
因为只要是先知说的话都是算是预言，但是不是所有先知的话都是在讲未来的。
But also,
但是也是可以作为一般的教导。
And it says, according to a prophecy previously made concerning you, mean I just spoke a while ago.
所以保罗这里讲说，我从前指着你的预言，就是说他之前才刚跟你说过的话。
So in other words, the prophecy previously made concerning you referred to verse 5 all the way to verse 17.
换句话说，这里保罗所说从前指着你的预言，就是在讲第五节到第十七节这里所说的。
So this charge with also the teachings, the prophecies come along with it.
所以这些命令跟这些预言，就是这些教导都是连在一起的。
For example, verse 5 is a teaching.
比如说第五节这里就是保罗给提摩太的一个教导。
Based on the command.
是按照他命令的这个教导。
Verse 5 is not a command. Verse 5 is a teaching.
因为第五节本身不是这个命令，这只是一个教导。
And also verse 6 is also a teaching too.
那第六节也是一个教导。
He's telling Timothy about why these people will keep talking.
因为保罗在教提摩太说，为什么这些人会一直继续的说这些话。
And also verse 8 onward, he teach Timothy about how we should use the law.
那从第八节开始，保罗就教导提摩太怎么要去用律法。
And why Paul mentioned the command and the teachings?
那为什么保罗要提到命令，又提到这些教导呢？
Verse 18, second half of verse 18.
那第十八节这里讲到
下半段。So that by them refer to the command and the teachings, and by these teachings you may wage the good warfare.
这里第十八节的后半段就讲，叫你因此可以打那美好的仗，这里的因此就是提到这个命令跟教训。
What kind of warfare is Timothy fighting?
那提摩太在打哪一种仗呢？
When he tells people not to speak certain things and tell people not to hear, it's a battle, it's a warfare.
他在教导信徒不要去传哪一种道理，不要去听哪一种道理的时候，这是一种战争。
I would say, according to my experience, 99% when you tell people not to teach certain doctrine, they don't agree with you.
从我自己的经验，我觉得每次如果你要去跟一个人讲不要去传哪一种教义的时候，99%的时候他们都不会跟你同意。
And usually they will talk back about you in your back.
那通常你走开之后，他们就在你背后说你坏话。
Right. It's a battle.
所以这是一场战争。
And we need to have this. We need to have love from a good, pure heart, good conscience, and sincere faith to fight a good battle.
那要打这美好的仗，我们必须要从清洁，要有这个爱，从清洁的心、无愧的良心跟无畏的信心出来。
So this is how we read context and understand it.
那这就是我们怎么去读这个上下文，去了解这个意思。
Verse 19.
第十九节。
Having faith and good conscience, which some having rejected, concerning the faith has suffered shipwreck.
这里讲到说，长存信心和无愧良心，有人丢弃良心，就在真道上如同船破了一样。
In other words, some people rejected. They don't base on the Bible. They don't base on the faith or based on the Bible. They don't base on good conscience.
就是说，有些人拒绝了这个真道，这个真理，他们没有按照他们自己的信心，所以就这样子。
They destroy their faith.
所以他们就毁坏了自己的信心。
And some people were actually excommunicated in verse 20.
那第二十节就讲说，有些人就被除名。
Some people say I don't see excommunication.
那有些人读二十节说，这里没有提到除名啊。
After we baptize, we belong to the kingdom of God.
我们接受洗礼之后，我们就属于天国。
And here Bible said Paul handed these two people to Satan.
但是第二十节这里保罗说他把这两个人交给撒旦。
So they are no longer in the kingdom of God, they belong to Satan.
所以他们被交给撒旦，他们就不在神的国度里面，他们就属于撒旦的。
In that time, they used the word deliver to Satan, but today we use the word as communicate.
在这个时代，他们要把人除名的时候，他们都会说他们要把他交给撒旦。当然，在今天的时代，我们就是直接用除名。
And these people have suffered shipwreck.
所以这些人就如同船破坏的一样。
Why? Because they rejected two things, good conscience and also faith.
为什么他们像一个破掉船呢？因为他们 拒绝两样东西，就是无愧的良心跟长存信心。
When people is not based on Bible or based, when people based on their logic or certain things or traditions, you know, people go astray.
如果一个人不按照圣经来做的话，他们是按照自己的逻辑或是其他东西的话，他们就会走偏真理。And
then, plus, if they reject a good conscience, meaning when people tell us, right, we have conscience, we can sense it. Yeah, this is telling the truth. He's trying to help me. But sometimes people say, no, I don't want to hear it. They don't want to admit that they are wrong. That actually, like, the conscience is getting weaker and weaker.
那如果一个人拒绝无愧的良心，就是说，如果他们自己良心拒绝说一个人跟他们说不要听或是不要教哪一种教导的时候，他们听得出来这个人是出于爱心在讲，但是他们因为自己的骄傲不想听，然后拒绝的话，他们就是在丢弃自己的良心。
Let's look at 1 Timothy chapter 4.
那我们来看提摩太前书第四章第一跟二节。
1 Timothy chapter 4 verse 1.
提摩太前书第四章第一跟二节。
Now the Spirit expressly says that in latter time some will depart from the faith, giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrine of demons. Verse 2.
第二节。
Speaking lies in hypocrisy, having their own conscience seared with a hot iron. So what does this mean?
那这里讲的是什么呢？
Well, some people give heed to the doctrine of demons.
有些人会去听那个邪灵和鬼魔的道理。
So they've been led astray.
所以他们就离弃了真道。
So that's why Paul told Timothy to tell people, don't give heed to it.
所以保罗才会告诉提摩太，要劝这些人不要听。
And verse 2 tells us that there's some people's conscience, right? It's been seared with hot iron.
那第二节又讲到保罗说，有些人的良心，如同被这个热铁。
It means that they lose sensitivity. They cannot sense it anymore.
被热铁烧了，所以就是代表说他们的良心已经失去这个敏感度。
For example, it's just we put our hands right, we put on a barbecue grill, right, and let it cook like a steak.
就好像如果我们把自己的手放在这个 barbecue 的这个火炉上，然后 让我们自己的手跟牛排一样在那边烤。
You will discover that your hand, right, had no senses. You go like this, you had no feeling. It's dead.
我们之后就会发现说，自己的手被烤过就没有任何知觉，就死了。
It's saying here verse 2 describe our conscience, their conscience is being sealed hot iron. There's no senses. They cannot feel. No matter how many times you tell them, they cannot feel it.
那这里第二节就讲说，这些人的良心都已经死了，不管他们怎么良心是怎么做，他们都已经感觉不到。
And so this will happen when people repeatedly tell them, "Don't say it, don't say it, this is wrong." They don't listen. They are losing their conscience. Eventually, in the Bible, in Matthew, Jesus Christ said, "Treat these people as tax collectors and sinners."
那如果一个人一直被 劝勉，但是他们一直拒绝其他人给他们的劝勉，其他人叫他们说不要听，他们却一直拒绝这些，那到最后他们的良心就会死去，那就好像在马太福音主耶稣说，就把这些人视为这个税吏跟罪人一样。
And sometimes for the worst case is that they'll be excommunicated in verse 20.
那有时候最坏的后果就好像第一章二十节讲到说他们就被除名。
Okay, so 1 Timothy chapter 1 teaches how we should calm down the disputes if there's disputes in the church.
所以提摩太前书第一章这里教导我们说，如果教会里面有争论的话，要怎么让这些争论平静下来。
Let's sing a hymn.
我们先来唱一首赞美诗。
Singing Hymn 196.
196首.